Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 57 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is I Choose Jesus. Francis Schaeffer said, "Whether Christian or non-Christian, we are all called upon to make choices which will have significant results." Francis Frangipan said, "If you are serious about becoming like Christ, he is going to put you in circumstances where your only true choice is to become like him." Our text today is Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24:14-15 are the most well-known verses in all of Joshua. In fact, part of verse 15 has probably been displayed in more houses than any other verse of Scripture found in God's Word. There is much that could be said about this monumental text. Let's hear what some of the most noted theologians in history have said about this scripture. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Joshua made it clear that the people of Israel had to make a decision to serve the Lord God of Israel. There could be no neutrality. But if they served the Lord, then they would have to get rid of false gods that some of them secretly were worshiping. Even after the great experience of the Exodus, some of the Jews still sacrificed to the gods of Egypt. Jacob had given the same warning to his family, and Samuel would give the same admonition in his day. Joshua wasn't suggesting that the people could choose to worship the false gods of the land, and God would just accept it. For there was no other option but to serve Jehovah. Being a wise and spiritual man, Joshua knew that everybody must worship something or someone, whether they realized it or not, because humanity is incurably religious. If the Jews didn't worship the true God, they would end up worshiping the false gods of the wicked nations in Canaan. His point was that they couldn't do both." Billy Graham's word about the choice to follow Christ echo the same line of thinking. "So there's a choice that you have. You have to vote, one life or the other. Which will it be? A life of surrender to Christ as Lord and Savior, or a life in which you surrender to yourself and your own desires, and your own pleasures, and your own lust, and your own greed, and your own jealousies? And then you have to make a choice between two masters. Jesus said no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and materialism. You must make a choice. It's either self or Christ. Which will it be? Not only two ways of life, not only two masters, but also you must choose between two destinies. What is your destiny? Where will you be 50 or 100 years from today? You'll be somewhere. The real you. Your body will be in the grave, perhaps, but you, the real you, your soul, your spirit, the thing that thinks and remembers and loves and so forth, that's the part of you that will live forever, either in heaven or hell, and you've got to make a choice between the two." Francis Schaeffer neatly ties the Old Testament charge in Joshua to the New Testament charge to us as Christians. Joshua's choice was rooted in a series of continuous choices. If you're a Christian, having made the once-and-for-all choice that was involved in your justification, remember that your choices do not end. You don't enter a static situation. Paul gives this imperative. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We must continually choose to live within the commands of God. Questions. What does Joshua's statement in verses 14 and 15 say about his commitment to God? Write down your own commitment to God in a statement of faith today. Why do you think Joshua's challenge is so needed today? What are your thoughts on Francis Schaeffer's statement, Joshua's choice was rooted in a series of choices? How have you seen a series of choices play a significant role in your spiritual journey? It's been said, your life is the sum total of the choices you make. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for giving us choices so that we can be free in your world. And thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit so that you can guide our choices to follow your will. I pray that we would be aware of that Spirit today. In Christ's name, amen.